Yeah, I mean, there's a few wrinkles here and there. Personnel has changed a little bit. You know that you're going to get some different looks, and they're gonna spin it and show you different blitzes and different coverages. So he does a good job of mixing it up. He's definitely doing exactly what we want him to do, and which is a good thing. There's no gray area when it comes to me and him on Sunday and doing what Coach wants him to do, and Andy and the rest of the guys. That he's doing a good job, and I think he's paying off for him, which he likes. He likes a lot. We're all prideful guys, but at the end of the day, there's no one that's more team first than I think Matt Forte. He knows what the last two games, what we were going against, and it wasn't going to be a free-for-all in the run game. And he got some touches to the pass game, and whenever he did get his number called in the run game, especially late in the game, he was able to power forward and get some 3 yards, some 4 yards, some 5 yard gains, pick up some key first downs for us. We know at the end of the day, going forward this season, there's going to be games where we're going to have to ride Matt Forte, and he's going to have to do a bulk of this offense for us. Yeah, kind of just making some plays down there with the guys. We've got big, tall guys, and they're kind of just making some plays. The last couple of games, we went against some defenses that we see some junky defenses, and it's some one-on-one battles, make some plays outside the pocket, throw some jump balls up, and, you know, the guys on the outside are doing a good job for me. The pass is the pass. I think with this team and with this coaching staff, we don't really worry about what happened in the past or what's going to happen in the future. We worry about today. We had a good practice today. Tomorrow, we'll take care of tomorrow, which is red zone for us. And then, Saturday and Sunday will come, and we'll do the best that we can in that moment.
Mm-hmm.